The Emmys are this Sunday. Game of Thrones heads into the night with 23 nominations, the most of any show. FX's The Americans has 5 nominations after only grabbing 1 or 2 each of the past few years. The series is about 2 KGB spies stationed in the U.S. who are married to each other. Here's a clip of the 2 stars, Kerry Russell and Matthew Rhys, from this past season.
If our kids were grown and you could just get out of this whole life.
What are you talking about?
Would you go with her?
Russell has a shot at her first Emmy on Sunday. And joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
And let's start with Best Drama Series. The Americans is nominated for the first time this year. And USA's Mr. Robot won the Golden Globe this year in this category. But then there's Game of Thrones. Is it a lock?
Well, you know, Game of Thrones is usually a really strong contender. It has the most nominations of any series this time around. And I think people in the Emmy Academy recognize what a technological and logistical achievement it is, even beyond the quality of the scripts and the quality of the acting. So I think it's going to be tough to unseat. But, you know, the Emmy Academy seems to have a lot of desire to see new blood. They've nominated a lot of people for the first time, people like Martin Mull and Louis Anderson, people who are experienced. Kerry Russell, who's been on Felicity and been on television for years, this is her first Emmy nomination. So if that taste for new blood extends to who wins, then I think The Americans would be a strong contender because people in the TV industry have known that this show is good for a long time. It just hasn't quite gotten the critical mass of viewers to put it in league with shows that is competing against, like Game of Thrones.
But now it has one more viewer, which is me, because I'm halfway through season 2 of The Americans and loving it so far. But let's talk about the comedies. Veep has dominated the Emmys the past few years. It's won Best Comedy Series last year. Julia Louis-Dreyfus has won Best Actress in a Comedy the past 4 years. But you love ABC's Black-ish. And let's listen to a clip here of Anthony Anderson, who's nominated for an Emmy for this show this year.
Oh, so you want to talk about hope, Bo? Obama ran on hope. Remember when he got elected? And we felt like maybe, just maybe, we got out of that bad place and made it to a good place. And we saw him get out of that limo and walk alongside of it and wave to that crowd. Tell me you weren't terrified when you saw that. Tell me you weren't worried that someone was going to snatch that hope away from us like they always do.
Wow. Eric, what do you expect for the comedies this year?
Well, you know, so now Black-ish is a great example of a show that started out really good in its first season and has gotten even better in its second season. As you heard from that clip, they had a couple of episodes that mixed drama and comedy in a way that they normally don't. They had a whole episode based around good times. You know, they've done a really great job with that show. So to me, they're a strong new contender. But again, Veep is such a strong show. It's satirizing politics at a time when we're all focused on the election. And they had a really strong season with an episode where the character that Julia Louis-Dreyfus plays, her mother dies at the same time that she finds out that she lost a bid to become president. And you never know when she's giving a speech during the funeral whether she's talking about her own failed political career or her dead mother. And so, and HBO has a lot at stake because HBO has had to deal with a lot of criticism. And the one thing they can always say is, we do well at the Emmys with Game of Thrones and Veep. So if either one of these shows shows some weakness in terms of winning Emmys, it might also blow back on HBO, I think.
And what about people who have not won an Emmy yet, Eric? Aziz Ansari is nominated for 3 for his show Master of None. And we have a clip here of Courtney B. Vance, who played Johnny Cochran. Amazing performance in American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson.
That's not going to get them to acquit.
No, it's not. But that's not today. Today, we make them think these cops lie about little things so that tomorrow we can show them they lie about big things, even if they're doing it for what they think is right. That's where we pull. That's where the daylight's at. Now, if right now they think he did it, that's fine by me. We'll get to that later.
Who do you expect to win their first Emmy this year?
Well, this is going to be some interesting contests. I mean, we've got Louis Anderson nominated for his first Emmy. We've got Courtney B. Vance, who did a great job playing Johnny Cochran in American Crime Story. But he's up against Bryan Cranston, who played LBJ in a really well-made you know, HBO movie. Either one of those guys could win. I mean, there's so many people that are – Martin Mull, who's been on TV for something like 40 years, got his first Emmy nomination for a role on Veep. So it's hard to know who might get their first award. I know I'd like to see Louis Anderson win. There's some great performances out there, though, and no matter who wins, as long as it's not John Travolta, I think we'll be okay.
Who played Robert Shapiro in The People vs. O.J. Simpson?
He played Robert Shapiro in American Crime Story and did, in my eyes, a sort of a horrific job. But anyway.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.
And again, the Emmys this Sunday. So much great TV going on right now.